Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
She is here.
Our
running
guest
out
is
of
here.
How are you? Oh, listen, you came running in just on time. Ithakazelo zakokwena. Ndingumami ugcwala imisibe usala kulandela uveze usijekule umja urhenqa amalebomvu. Oh my gosh.
Ubhinqile ehlangene uvela bembhensele. Ndingumntombi yadlisa. Ntombazana ndinithi xa ivela kukhala amadoda kukhala abafazi.
Akazilibelanga uba uzalwa ngubani.
Akazilibelanga
uzalwa ngubani.
We're great. Welcome.
Ezenithini ithakazelo
nizaisindlulile
lapho. Asidlulile ngisishilo mina kanti awumemelanga muza la sithandiswa.
Sizilibele ukuthi uzalwa
ngubani. Sizilibele ukuthi uzalwa ngubani.
Masingazilibali.
Oh man, we're decoding this one today. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
It is Mafikizolo at Mamezala featuring Simi. 959 Breakfast on the street, on the air. Is this a new song featuring Simi?
Well, this is the latest I've heard from them.
I think this is new.
Awesome. This
okay,
is new.
Congratulations.
It's quite nice, no?
Yeah, you
nice
know how it is for an artist to finish their work.
Really?
Oh, that's the hardest thing.
Why?
Because it's personal. You are afraid. It's emotional.
Yes.
You just don't finish it. You know, you keep looking at it and thinking, is it good enough? What are they going to say? Is it good enough?
If you say it's personal, does it ever trigger like personal feelings of things that you might be experiencing and trying to heal from or heal through?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it doesn't always have to be a particular experience, but your life, your traumas, your whatever comes up in the work. You know, it comes up like I went to New York recently and I was doing sessions for my new album. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, just do you want to sing? Get in the booth and sing.
Yeah.
And then I was like.
And you were like.
I was like, I can't.
Panic attack,
anxiety. I was like, no, I can't. And they were like, stress. Like, come on, dude. Like, well, yeah, it's all good. It's fine. And I was like, I can't.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. You know, so it's like, you know, some of the old stuff that whatever you carry with you, you know, like I have a big imposter syndrome.
Do you really?
Oh,
yeah,
join the
like
club.
I don't buy it. Like I'm not buying. I'm just buying. You know what I mean? Like I did not get high on my own supply. I did not.
Are you for real?
Yeah, no, nah.
Externally, you seem so confident.
I'm so spying.
You seem like, and now you're. That's I find that amazing.
Yeah, I think that when I was younger, I wasn't very much aware of that voice. Mm-hmm. It became louder and louder and louder as I got older.
Your
and I think
voice.
It's no the voice that says ah.
It's not you.
Hey, now, hey,
you fooled all of them.
You fooled
the world.
The whole place, dude. Can you see how they're bowing and shit? Like, yo.
I'll tell you what voice has really, an external voice, making reference to the singing voice, has really been something fascinating to watch transform and even hear transform. Because I know this voice.
Uh-huh.
But I think I represent a sizable portion of people that might not know that this was you on Festa.
Yes.
Jack Knife.
That was the first time I ever stood in front of a mic
and
ever.
Sang.
That was the first time I ever saw what a studio is.
Whoa.
Because when I think of this Festa song that we're obviously about to play.
Yes.
And then I bring you all the way to Tongolam.
Hundreds of miles.
That's never mind anything else in between.
Just miles.
You just go Festa.
Yeah.
Tongolam.
It's miles. That's why I always say to people, the thing about being a young person is that somebody has to see what no one else sees, you know. And when I was a kid, going, hey, with a little voice, somebody said, no,
there's
man.
There's something there.
You know, so as grown-ups, we really have to give kids a chance. Like, somebody's voice starts off as a tiny little spark.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's a raging flame.
And here it is.
And you got to give it to, you have got to give kids the chance to do that.
We've always, like, we were introduced to you as Thandiswa Mazwai, yeah, right? Yeah. And I've noticed now you go by King Ta. How did that come, you know, about? And does it have anything to do with the imposter syndrome? Is it you trying to combat it or something?
Maybe.
Creating an alter ego.
I mean, you know what? I've always had to create an alter ego because fame was never comfortable with me. Mm-hmm. Like when we started getting famous, people started asking for autographs. It was a big thing then. Like in Celung Sainel. And I would put my name on somebody's, paper or t-shirt. And then I would feel like a part of me is going with this person. So actually my autograph signature, if anybody has my autograph, it's Thandiswa scratched out. Like I write the name and then I scratch it out. Because something about me was just like, yeah, you've got to separate what's going on here with the real you, like the pure, simple, quiet you.
Well, I think that's a story that narrates very closely to the history of your vocal growth. Here's Festa. So wild, because when I put you on Tongolam right now,
it's another world. I mean, I was 19 when I sang that.
Sure.
Yes, I sang it maybe when I was 40 or something.
Yes, yes.
So this is what happens.
Evolution, growth.
Yeah, this is the growth. So yeah, I mean, I on that track, the backing vocals are done by Thabiso. You know, famous radio DJ Thabiso.
Yes.
And another friend of ours called Lilo, who was already in Jackknife. I wasn't even a member of Jackknife. Every band I've been in, I joined by mistake. Like, I've been Kapu Thabiso's studio.
Including the Big Muffin.
Yeah. I went to Benkapu Thabiso. I wasn't going to studio. Thabiso said to me, "Ngalunkape somewhere." I didn't even know what it was. And then when I arrived there, I found them in a studio. And I remember going, "What is this place?" And they're like, "It's a studio." Thabiso gets in the booth. I'm like, "No." What? Whose song is this? They're like, "No, it's our songs." And that's when a light went on. I said to them, "Guys, I do this every day. I know how to do this." And they were like, "Yeah, well, get in the booth."
Let's go.
I got in the booth and I went, "Hey," in a little voice, because I didn't know whether you could scream or shout or you had to do whatever in front of a microphone. So, yeah,
and
it's
that's
crazy.
That's that history. You were born during a very tumultuous year in South Africa. This is obviously 1976. The energy around your birth was just quite wild, actually. Very, very wild. And to parents that were somewhat involved in politics, your journalist and anti-apartheid activist, these were your parents. What's your fondest childhood memory? And I want us to go to something that's lived with you for all these years that you carry with you. Do you remember that you remember most about your childhood?
Most about my childhood. I mean, there's a lot of different things, right? Like, I remember walking to school. I loved walking to school. I loved walking back in the rain, taking off my shoes, you know. I also used to, I loved when, you know, my parents used to be members of the PAC, and the PAC was like kind of a very covert mission during apartheid years. And so there would be these meetings that people would have at my house with the late Khoisan X and all these kind of leaders of the PAC. And I think one of the things I loved the most, because I was really short, obviously, because I was young, is how, you know, when they walked into the house, everybody greeted each other with the words, son of the soil, daughter of the soil. You know, they were always like, "Oh, daughter of the soil."
That must have seeded
something.
Son
of the soil,
it.
Children of the soil, you know, and always Izwelethu. That was, we never said hello, we said Izwelethu. And then everybody went to Africa. So for me, that like thing where like Usawubona and all those other things had disappeared, and there was just this kind of one thing been drilled in, Israelite, Africa, child of the soil, daughter of the soil, son of the soil. Amen. I love that. Amen. I love that.
Top of the hour, we're decoding Thandiswa Mazwai, King Ta, fondly like a human being that we all, I think all of us right now, all of us are just saying thank you for waking up this morning to come and share yourself with us.
Let me tell
and
you.
No imposter, no lip service. This is it. Like literally your impact musically, you have done a great thing for the music footprint, and not just in South Africa. Many have been inspired by you. She's getting decoded at 7 o'clock.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
And that was Boma Muffin with the Wegunga Corner. You're on Kaya FM 959. It's 7:11. And I'm Tandi Zomazoy, that announcer.
Killed it.
Murder. Murder. She's in the building getting decoded. We're hanging out with her all the way till top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We appreciate the time. It is time for us to get into what we love the most. I mean, your daughter
is 22 now.
Yeah.
Malaika.
Oh, yes.
Is she a young Nyameka or is she a young Thandiswa?
No. I mean, she's like really, like, she's got lashes, nails.
Really?
Wow.
So she's a girly girl.
Very girly girl. Okay. I'm like, I boomed and I'm really.
And
she's
now?
Like, babe, I'm not you.
Oh, yes, I like this.
So, yeah, she's doing her and she's lovely. She's finishing at AFTA this year.
Oh, beautiful. So she's a creative also.
She's a creative. So next year she'll be starting to work in the film and TV industry.
Ah, listen to that. Do you know what she's studying? Of course you do.
Yeah, she's did a TV production.
TV production.
And writing, script writing. Yeah.
I like that for her.
Yeah, she's really happy.
I like that for her, especially the script writing part.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Definitely on the street, on the air. Decoding King Ta. I just want to revisit the King Ta story quickly because you were telling me off air, quite interestingly, how it's so important for you to see yourself highly, right? So that people can receive you in that regard.
Yes.
Or else if you see yourself lowly, then they meet you at that low perspective that you have of yourself.
I think what we do a lot of the time is we have such low self-esteems and we forget that if you have a low self-esteem, that's where the world meets you. They find you where you are.
Yeah.
And so they treat you in the level that you think of yourself.
Yeah.
That's why self-talk is way more important than what other people say.
Yeah.
It's what you say to yourself about yourself.
Because you touched on how when you started calling yourself or referring to yourself as and rebranding as King Ta, people started treating you differently, both men and women.
Yeah, there was
just Thandiswa. And there's not a just to the Thandiswa.
Yeah, but what was interesting for me was that there was obviously a gender-bending element to it because I'm a woman and I'm calling myself King. Yeah. But for some reason, nobody cared. Like, the men were just calling me King Ta and they were happy with it.
Yeah.
The women were calling me King Ta and they were happy with it. So I just think it's part of the idea that if you think highly of yourself, then the world responds in that light.
Yeah.
So as soon as I said it's King Ta, people started bowing and I was like, oh. So it's what I say. It's not what you say.
So when does it then become arrogance and, you know, being pompous? Because, I mean, a lot of arrogant people think highly of themselves and speak to themselves like they're the only people on earth.
And we can use boxes as an example.
But you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of people with far less than what you have believe so much of themselves that they are way more than what you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Have you noticed that?
Yes, the less, no talent, nothing.
Have you noticed? You're like, but they believe in themselves so much that they become way more than you are because you don't believe, right? So you can stay there where you don't believe.
Yeah.
Other people are going.
You know, coming back to the music and how, you know, it's the music that made us know you.
Yes.
It's the craft. And watching you rebrand has been a very beautiful thing because you go as far as Bongo Muffin, which was...
As Jackknife.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll start there. Bongo Muffin was, or should I say still is, very much a hot combo. Very much still quite a powerful combo. I mean, the genius of putting together Jar Seed, Stone, yourself, King Ta.
I mean, but the band was already formed by the time I joined them.
Much later.
Not too much later.
Who was the band?
prior to it was always Stone, Speedy, and Jussie.
Oh, Jussie. Boy band.
Yeah, they were a boy band.
Wow.
And then, you know, they called myself and Lilo to come and do some background vocals. And then it turned out that the song Summertime that I did became big.
Yeah.
And Oskido came to my university and he was like, yo, we have to... We're going to have to take you on the road with us because the song is big now.
This is crazy because all of you are so different in terms of your sound, right? Jussied has his own sound. Stone has his own way of doing things. Speedy melodically is quite unique and so are you. But together, the sound AM did not clash at all. It actually made a brilliant sound. Why do you... Who or what do you give credit to for that vision? Of now what? Bringing you on board.
Orchestrating
and
the whole,
orchestrate, exactly so.
Bringing together the whole team.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be Oskido who orchestrated the entire thing for me. Is, you know, he knew all these people kind of separately. Stone came in from, from Mabatu with Tebe and Bruce.
Yeah.
So all these people were coming in from different places and Jussie came in from Zim and there was an idea that maybe they should put these people together and make a band. And I kind of fall into that kind of out of serendipity, you know. There was no way that I was ever going to be a member of that band. They were always a boy band. Mm. But I do think that the addition of like a female voice is really the thing that propelled the group even further.
Yeah, just gave any it a female different
voice.
Touch.
It could not have been any female voice. I can guarantee you now. I'm going through the archives in my head of all the
different
voices.
There were a
lot of different female voices. Mm. It couldn't have been. I'm thinking of the biggest names right now.
Yeah.
In my files.
Yeah.
There was something very special about that alignment. It was. It
yeah,
had to
I
be
also
you.
Think that it was the type of people that were in the group. Like, Jussied is very political. As young people, we were extremely political and extremely conscious. And so we ended up kind of representing a different side of Guaito, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where, like, all of Guaito was kind of like a lot of just like dance in the street, dance music. Some of our music added some political nuance to it, and soul to it, you know. Mm. And that's what put us a little bit apart from the other kids.
And there's just songs I can't imagine without you. I mean, Maria Pepa, Tati's Kupu, Kurawone, and I mean, so many songs. I mean, at the height of Bongo Muffin, be it locally or internationally, you know, performing next to Stevie Wonder, Shaka Khan, Ladysmith. How was life then? I mean, there's a video of you with Nelson Mandela and Michael Jackson.
Listen, baby, sometimes I look at that stuff and I'm like, did this really happen? I bumped into a person who was my tutor at university and she said to me, oh, you know, I remember you. You were my student and one day you came back and I asked you for an assignment and you said, I didn't do my assignment. I was meeting Shaka Khan this weekend. What am I doing my assignment for? I was drooling over Shaka Khan this weekend. Wow. So like, it was insane because we were so young and like, everything was so grand at the time. Like, you know, I remember my first big solo performance was at the 4664 show in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was also Beyonce's first big solo performance in South Africa. She had just launched, what's that song? The I had just released my album. And so we were both like starry-eyed, hoping for the best tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It was just amazing, like really amazing to be young, gifted and black.
Absolutely. It's incredible how your journey, you know, was seeded and how other people's journeys are seeded. I mean, also, you were on one of these reality shows that we were discussing yesterday. We're talking about idols.
I was on a reality show?
You weren't? So let me tell you, here's the thing.
The idols of way back then.
What was the show called?
Shell Road to Fame.
Because we were talking about idols yesterday, saying it's funny how the ones that actually don't win the competition
are the ones
who
make
doing
it.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your story?
You know what? I didn't even make it past like audition phase. Like,
you didn't go to Sun City.
I didn't go to Sun City. I didn't get the golden ticket.
And you're out here Michael Jacksoning and Shaka Khaning.
Exactly. But the thing is that, like, you know, I was so shy.
Yeah.
I always say to people that my friends discovered me. Like, my friends were the ones who were like, when? And there was Shell Road to Fame came and did auditions at Wits that year. And my friend Marty and Basi were like, you have to go. It's on campus, yeah. You know? So I went, and I remember everybody was singing Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, and I was like, I have to do something different. I have to do something different. And I got on the stage, and I sang only two lines of my song. My knees were knocking. I was like, I loves you, Porgy. Don't let them take me. Wow. And then I ran off and everybody went, boo!
Oh, that is traumatic.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. But Don Laka called. He said, I saw something. Come to my studio.
Hey, and she's in our studio, touching us on our studio. It's 29 minutes after 7. We're decoding.
I love touching you in your studio.
Thank you. We love being touched by you in our studio. We're not complaining at all. On the other side of this, we're taking your calls. Please do share it on all the love for Kingta. Hey, man, you're going to hear what I was saying. It can't just be a studio thing. Like, literally, everyone who's listening right now, you're just about to hear. Drop us those calls.
Don't make me cry.
Share that love. She needs to cry today. Make her cry. She needs to know the imposter in her
mind. Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
She's in the studio getting decoded. King Ka, Tandiswa. This is Nizalo Ngubani. I always give songs names based on the lyrics that I remember
the
most.
Yeah, you'd be like, this is Kawe.
Yeah.
That was Tandiswa Mazwai with Kawe.
Exactly.
Kawe Lama Kawe.
Yeah, that's
how it goes.
That's wild. But
everybody thinks it's Kawe.
Because we go, Kawe!
And then it's like, yeah, you know, Kawe Lama Kawe, yeah.
For the life of music, here's what we're going to do live. We're going to play 30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, so, I love 30 seconds.
Who's asking the question?
Well, you've got the box.
I've
so
got
pick,
the box.
And we answer.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to do yellow.
Go ahead.
Can I just choose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Archbishop of South Africa.
Desmond Tutu.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Emeritus Desmond Tutu.
It's something that you put on a saw when you've got a
blaster. A bandage.
They call it in America. Thank
Band-aid.
You.
Oh.
He's a comedian. Stand-up comedian who had like the first big TV show that was about, the skits were about nothing.
Everybody.
The famous one.
Chris.
No, it's a white guy.
White
the
guy.
Famous one was about muffin tops.
Oh,
Jim Carrey.
No. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Oh. Thank you very much. What about the time? Did we miss the time?
Time.
Did we do the time?
Time.
Oh, damn.
You're good at describing though.
What about
good.
That show?
You're
what good. About that show where they walk like this? They go, welcome to, and they hold
Top
their
billing.
Hands like this. Oh, but... Oh, sorry, no, there's a different one. Sorry.
The only one I can think of is Top Billing, where they...
Yes, where they do this. I actually thought I was doing... But it's actually Carte Blanche, or is it Kate Blanchett?
Oh, it's Carte Blanche.
Carte Blanche.
Yes.
Oh, that current affairs.
The other one. It's the current affairs one. I was thinking of this one.
There we go.
Where they stand like this.
You're good, actually.
No, she's very good.
Okay, let me read
Kate
some
Blanchett,
clues.
Right?
Okay, let's go.
Time me now.
Right.
Golf player, very successful South African. Old man, white man.
Ernie Els.
Ah,
no,
older.
The other one. He's got the place at Sunset.
Yes.
But I remember
okay.
that.
The place that gives us internet. Most homes have it.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The capital city of Botswana.
Gaborone.
Yes. Okay, this is a movie that where the lady is a prostitute. Oh, wow.
I know
Pretty
that
woman.
One.
Yes.
Yes. Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Walking down your eye. This
That's
is where the game ends.
That is
Thank
Gary
you
Player.
Very much.
Gary
I've
Player.
Got a link to do 7:44, everyone. You're listening to 959 Breakfast. This one goes to Saul and King Ta. Dino is pouring drinks.
Guest decoded.
Guest decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Kai 959, 959 Breakfast. On the street, on the air, on your dial, everywhere. So check it out. Go to King Ta's Instagram live. She's live. She's playing 30 seconds with everyone off air. And she gives the most amazing clues.
She's smart.
Like, she's
man.
Very smart.
You're
like,
actually smart.
So one of the answers... No,
I know.
True story.
We know.
True story.
We see it.
We see it.
I'm pretty clever.
You're pretty clever. By the way, she used to love watching cartoons when she was in varsity.
Yes.
She used to rent out a TV and like literally skip class and go sit in her dorm
and
to watch.
Just watch like
Cow and Chicken. Pinky and the Brain.
Yes. Those are my shows.
Yeah.
She's playing 30 seconds. So I love the clue for Tom
for
Tom.
For Tom Tom.
She had. She was like, oh, give the clue again. It was very smart.
I was like, it's the cat and mouse show. The one guy was called Jerry. Who's the other guy called? Say it twice.
Twice.
That's so clever. Tom.
That's so clever.
Oh, come on. That's easy.
Love it.
No, you make it easy.
But it's funny.
So listen, here you are with your calls. Here's your people. They want
my
to talk to you.
My girlfriend's stalking me. She's just joined my live.
Okay, now we're moving
that's
to calls.
Stalking
girlfriend,
me.
Stop stalking. Here's other stalkers on the phone that want to talk to your girlfriend.
Okay, how many of my girlfriends are stalking me? Put up your hand.
We've got Shalati on the line. Shalati, good morning.
Good morning, it's Inshalati. Oh, how are you?
Inshalati, how are you?
Yes. Hello. Hi, Dinao. Hi, Saul.
Hey.
Hey, King Ta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I just wanted to tell you...
What does your name mean, Inshalati?
Oh, it's Tonga. It's a collective of precious stones.
Oh, you're
usually
a collective.
In the Tonga language, it doesn't have the N, but my parents were very autistic.
I love so it, Inshalati.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Three things. I just wanted to tell you I've loved you forever. I'm from Maniloti. Yes. And where my house is, you can hear the music from Retele Park.
Okay, so you've heard it.
I used to go there, yes. And I used to go to Retele Park. If we couldn't afford it, we'd sit outside, bry, and listen.
I love Retele Park. I love that show. It's always so good, man.
Yes.
The energy is always so nice.
It's awesome there. And then the second thing is my favorite song of yours is Ndili Ninde. I love that song. That is my heart song. But thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you for who you are.
Thank you
for staying true, because we need a lot of that and we don't have that. And I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too. Have a good day.
That's beautiful. Asavela, good morning. You're next.
Asavela.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
Asavela. My voice is a bit dodgy. I'm going to
dodgy. It's the line. It's dodgy completely. I'm going to have to skip you.
The cop's chasing you is dodgy.
Oh, no. Asavela, I'm so sorry.
It's terrible. I've got the McFarlane Muleli.
First of all, I was very disappointed that none of you got carte blanche. So 2 marks away from each and every single one of you.
Shut up.
Hey.
I gave a bad clue. I thought of the other show.
Oh, man. So, Dinao, congratulations on the new show. I listen to you guys every single morning, first of all. And then you brought, now I love you more and more and more because you brought my forever crush in studio. Tandiswa, you're amazing. You're an incredible human being. And keep on doing what you're doing because you've inspired an entire generation. And to this day, we still love the music that you play. Thank you so, so much for your contribution to South African music.
Thank you so much, McFarlane. I really appreciate that.
Oh, Maleli, that goes a long way.
Hey, yes, it
yeah,
does.
Yeah, that
thank
goes
you.
A long way. Thank you so much, Mac. Here's what's more charms cool? coming up. Voice notes.
I pissed that one.
Thank you so much for bringing
me. I love it.
There was this one time, in the show house. I was so unexpected. She just walked in. It's not a person, a fainter.
Go faint, dear, my dentist. What am I doing? Michael Jackson.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, I have a video for this song.
Absolutely, you do?
I do. It's on YouTube, on my YouTube channel.
What's your YouTube channel? Tandiswa Kinta?
Just kind of Tandiswa Mazwai, I think.
Tandiswa Mazwai. YouTube to this one. Uh-huh.
There's a video for this song.
Diahamba.
Very cute video for this song.
Belete.
Yes, it's on the...
What's Belete?
Yes, ANC. You're right. With fangs.
Oh, with fangs.
Somebody was like, who's got the fangs drawing blood? And somebody said ANC.
Oh, okay. So I'm on the song. Diahamba Belete, yeah.
Diahamba, yes. It's on the Belete album, on the jazz album.
Yeah,
and it's a remake of a song that was on the Zabalaza album.
Yeah.
Already.
That was a powerful album.
It turned out to be, yeah.
Were you intentional about it being a powerful album?
No, I think, you know, the best thing any artist can do is to create authentic work that comes from their heart.
Yeah.
And then hope for the best. And I got lucky that this work resonated with so many people and became my magnum opus.
Why did you call it Belete? What does that mean?
Belete is my mother's name.
Oh.
I've always had an obsession with my mother because she passed away when I was 16 years old. So every album, in many ways, is an ode to her.
How did that affect you? Like, I mean, losing a mom at 15, that's too young.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy time. I had to reconfigure myself. You know, a mother is like... She's how you define yourself in the world, you know.
Yeah.
So when your mother is
so
not there,
true.
You have to find new ways of knowing yourself without relating it to your mother.
You take pride in your heritage, right?
I do, because my mother did. My mother was obsessed with, like, the trans guy, Miss Thosa. Then she was obsessed with Pan-Africanism. She was obsessed with all these things. I mean... The reason why we have a Heritage Month is because our heritage is at risk of not existing.
Yeah, it's an endangered concept.
It's an endangered, exactly. That's why there's, you know, certain concepts are given months, like Women's Month, because women are endangered.
Yeah.
So we have a Heritage Month because our heritage is endangered.
Does it feel good when brands recognize the fact that, you know, you are keeping what your mom stood for quite much alive, like being heritage obsessive? Because you're doing something amazing with Tastic. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I usually don't partner with brands, but Tastic just kind of felt like one of those things where it's in everybody's home.
Yes.
There's something very kind of, it's extremely South African, and
yes.
I felt like this is something that I can merge with because we're kind of the same thing. We're in every home.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the center of each meal, you know, that sort of thing. So
fantastic.
I was really excited.
There you go, with a straight face.
Why is that a fantastic?
Hey, I'm a fan of Tastic, so you're all fantastic.
Because you're kukumala. Kukumala gatata.
Gatata.
So I was, you know, really honored that they decided to make me their icon for this year's heritage campaign. And actually, I'm way more excited about the gig that we're doing on the 5th of November. We're doing a big heritage show on the 5th of November. I think the venue is still going to be announced.
Because that's also quite an iconic culture day, because it's Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember that?
Yes,
I used to love Benny Guy
Fawkes.
I used to love that. I used to love Benny Guy Fawkes, and I never knew why we were doing it, but we did it anyway.
Also, to this day, don't understand
and
why.
There were also
ridiculous.
Some other weird things, like painting your face with polish and
then putting stuff.
After a while, it became a bit problematic, but anyway. So, yeah, I'm just really excited about that. And I'm really, it's such an honor, you know. I think it just tells you that you've become old enough for people to start honoring you, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you very much to the family at Tastic for that.
So you speak about the show on the 5th of November. You're going to be performing there.
I'm going to be performing there. And so will Iashalim Sope. I don't know if anybody has seen Iash recently.
Wild.
Guys, no.
Have you started rehearsing?
If you have money, give it to us. When you see Ashilim Sope have a show, just take your money and go there.
And throw it there.
Especially if you... Let me not say this. Just kind of nobody Ashi, guys.
I love that you speak so highly of another performer, because when you perform, it's almost like you put us in a trance and you also get into a trance.
Yes.
It's the person that we're sitting with now in studio is not that person on stage when you're performing. There's
thank goodness. Imagine if I had to carry that with me all the time.
Is it heavy?
It's heavy.
Are you drained after performance? Like
absolutely,
spiritually?
Absolutely.
Like tapping out?
After each gig, I have to I have to find myself again. Yeah. So like normally people after the show, they run to your car to try and say hello. And I'm like, guys, I need about 30 minutes
just to
of
reset.
Silence to just reset and come back to my body, because I do have to get out of my body in order to do this.
Is there a spiritual ritual that, or process rather, that you get into to prepare?
I always get into a trance prior.
Yeah.
What I think of it as is, you know, when you go to become isangoma, there's a ritual called ukuvumukufa.
Yes.
And for me, I feel like every time I go on the stage in divumukufa, I agree that this person must die in order for the magic to happen. This person must, I must leave myself on the side in order for the magic and the divinity to come through.
And I think that's, it's vesseling, right? So you need to arrive at the end of yourself so you can be used to deliver a message that needs to be delivered.
It's scary to do that, to
self-sacrificial.
Let go of yourself and trust that you'll come back, because sometimes people go and they don't.
And they don't come back.
They don't come back.
That's wild.
You see, the things about you, you're so layered, because there's that part of you, and but even now in studio, on air and off air, there's a silliness, you know, fun having.
But you know, my favorite people were still do. You know what I mean? Like, I used to love hanging out with Brahu. He was very naughty. Mambu Simhlongo, very naughty. Umamu Winnie Mandela, very naughty.
You know what I mean?
So it's just this kind of like nuanced thing where you're layered and you're not, you don't take yourself too seriously.
I like that.
Where you're doing the Tanji Samazwai all day, you can just, you know, chill.
When would you say you're at your most naughtiest and most reflective on the other side of the coin?
I guess I'm naughty when... When am I naughty?
When you're on Instagram Live, I can tell you that
I don't go on Instagram Live that much. That's why people are like, hey, you're on Instagram Live. I don't know. I don't know what makes me naughty. Beautiful women?
Yeah.
Ooh. That makes me naughty. Introspective, usually just before I go on a show, before I do the show.
Or stoned.
No, I'm introspective.
You're introspective. Yes. Oh, that's when you flip the coin.
Yes, when I flip the coin.
Oh, we're glad to know that.
Yeah, that's when I flip the coin. Yeah. That's when, I don't care how beautiful you are, I give up.
We're focused.
I focus.
We're arriving at the end of ourselves.
Yeah.
We're self-sacrificing.
Because myself really is, I'm basic.
But you're fun. Your naughty side is so much fun.
Yes.
I never knew the side of you existed.
I feel like
if I speak on behalf of the show, we feel privileged that we actually have access to this side of you.
Because
there's that image of you, that public image that's been put on a pedestal of almost like that deep
there's a great mythology around me and sometimes I play into it and I enjoy it and then other times I completely like kind of dismantle it.
That's dope.
Pretty women make you feel naughty. Are you only seeing women? Or
I am only seeing women. I haven't seen a man in like, I haven't been with a man for like 15 years.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I don't miss them.
You keep them a stone throw away.
I keep them a stone throw away. No, but I did have other boyfriends after Stone, definitely.
Oh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I like boys. I just don't care to have meaningful relationships with them. I think they're good for fast love.
Fast love, fast track.
Yeah, fast love, you know?
Yeah.
But that's good. What do you identify as? I like that you brought that up, Sol.
In terms of?
Because, you know, with the community, with the alphabets, LGBTQI+.
The alphabet crew.
You know, with the pronouns.
I don't know.
And
what do
that.
You identify as?
I don't know. I'm a human being.
I think
at
that's
most,
kind
yeah.
of the best.
I don't even consider myself a straight male.
I identify as a straight male.
Until a soccer player comes and then you want to pat their bum, right?
Oh no!
The way you guys love soccer players.
You need soccer.
You do anything for soccer players. You guys love a soccer player.
Wild.
Men. We love soccer players.
They love soccer players, but also men love other men.
We're decoding Tandi Mazwai.
The whole chief thing. It's because we love each other.
Yeah.
We're chief.
No, they live to impress each other. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. She's going nowhere anytime soon. We're taking her to top of the hour. Kaya 959.
Guest decoded.
Guest decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
I just want to say, yo, Tandi Swa, you are gifted. You are gifted. I love your voice. If you could just sing for me just that first chorus of You are one gifted lady, and may God continue to elevate you, and may you continue touching the world with the gift that you have.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You're listening to 959 Breakfast on the street, on the air. So we're here with you now.
You're here
right?
with me now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It pains me that
we're together now.
We're together now. We're together now.
It's okay.
And it pains me that we're like literally nearly at the end.
It's over.
Almost.
Yeah. I didn't think this would take. It would go so quickly.
It goes quicker, especially when you're having fun.
6 a.m. to 9, I was like,
what a drag.
What
and then you come here,
doing?
Then you realize it's so much fun.
That's so uncomfortable, guys. Yeah. Can we get better chairs?
Oh, wow. There we go. Thank you. Leba fe, beha fe za bale jwetse ka dikhaotsho tsa lona.
Like, oh,
you know,
my crush is
here.
Hi.
I didn't know this. Hello, T.
Hey, you.
So, the King Tar thing. Here's my question, right? When you say King Tar, are you not dethroning the power of Queen?
No. No.
Is it not making lesser the power of Queen? By saying the King is more...
No, I'm just... taking it all. That's what it means. It means I'm taking all of it.
Okay.
Kings, queens, whoever you are, I'm topping you.
Fantastic.
In this game.
Here's something you have to top.
I see what you
Here's
did
a game
there.
That
my
you
bottom.
Have to top. Here's a game that you have to top. I've got somebody on the line for you. You have to guess who this person is. You're going to have to put your headphones on for this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yo, greetings, fam.
Yes, King Tar is all yours.
Please chat with her. Voice is all. Hello.
Yo, greetings to the king.
Hi, how are you?
Yo, we give thanks.
I know this is Dutu's.
Oh, this is Katini.
Legendary.
Oh, no. I tried.
Hey, we'll give thanks. That's my brother. That's my brother. Aguande. Good
day. Oh, man. I tried so much. You should see how I'm even my posture and everything.
I could feel that the posture is different. You know, it's kind of like, yo, King Tar, yo. Makatini, kapashe, kujani.
Oh man, all the love to you, Sissy, and all the work that you've done. And you know, when I got a call about this yesterday, I was just like thinking, where do we start? You know, It's so much that you've done for our community, and I think if there is one long lesson for all of us, it's just longevity and how does one keep evolving, and also how you've just dissolved the very notion of like gender specifics and just like you know, entered into this vortex of sounds, and you know, so we are thankful for that, and we love you so much.
Thank you so much, Makatini. You know, I think at the center of everything really is the love that I have for all the people that I work with and all the people that listen to this music. I think that's the center really is love. And I love you very much. You know that.
And your guys' relationship is very special because he produced Belete.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, you know, this is obviously one of my favorite albums, you know, so.
The best.
It's the
best.
The best.
Listen, is the one.
Yeah.
I mean, to have such incredible musicians on the album as well, you know, and to have the direction of Nduduzo was beautiful. It was really such an honor for me.
Nduduzo, thank you very much for playing along, brother. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh man, all the love, anytime for the king.
Amen. She topped. You definitely topped me on this one. You topped me. Didn't waste time.
Yabonga makasini. Thank you very much. I hope to see you soon, my brother.
Please, my God.
It's 8:54. This is Tandiswa Chigichela. Decoded. Decoded. Thank you for allowing us to decode you. Getting to know you a little bit better.
Spending this time with you.
It was fun, eh?
Yes.
I really, really enjoyed your company as well. Like, absolutely. I think for many years in my career, I've admired you from a distance. I've never met you on this level.
Yeah.
I've encountered you.
I feel like, have we met? I don't know.
I don't think so. Funny, I was
I used to watch your reality show a lot.
appreciate that. I've listened to your songs a lot. Yeah.
When it first started, I don't know. Are you still doing it?
We're on pause for now. Yeah, I always believe let time give you a moment, particularly with reality, to have life build content for you.
And that's what you do with albums as well. You have to wait until you have something to sing about.
Yeah. It's been absolutely great. It's been absolutely great. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And I like the kingness of it.
Thank you.
For you, Iyak Fanela.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You embody kingness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You mean just because of my body size?
No, not your body size.
not even built like a king, damn it.
It's more your aura.
Thank you.
I'm an aura person. Mm. You've got a dominating aura. You've got an aura that says, listen, I know what I'm about, so please just come at me. Don't come at me sideways.
Yes, I do have a demanding sense. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a respectful aura, a respectable aura.
Thank you, I appreciate that. You also do.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And you, Saul.
Oh,
you know how women can just love on each other?
It's
we're sitting here loving each other, loving
it's wild.
Each other. And most people say women hate each other.
No, we don't, actually.
Women will quickly, hang out with each other, call each other sister, and then sleep in the same bed.
Easily.
Easily.
Hold
quickly.
It is lovely.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What are you doing today? When you leave here?
Joining the gym today.
Really?
Yeah. I'm working on my kingly body.
Ah, there you go.
I'm working on my kingly body. From here I go, I meet a trainer, and then I'm going to try, I have to.
I like that, try.
This is one of those things that I've been, struggling with. I start working out, and then after 3 months I give up, so I'm looking forward to succeeding this
time. Is it going
to
be? Treadmill, running, or weights?
No.
Lifting stones?
I don't think... I'm going to mostly weights. I think weights works for me.
Wow.
And then diet. Diet is everything. Because I have a serious sugar addiction.
Ah,
so I'm trying to give up the sugar, and then hopefully that'll change how my body works.
Don't give up too soon, because we've got something sweet for you to listen to here.
Oh.
Morning, Dino. And so, Sibusiso Sibanyon here, an electric bass player. Once played with Tandiswa at the London Jazz Festival. And I just want to say she's such an amazing artist. One of the best people I've worked with. Wish her all the best. And she's just such a great person. Thought I should send this voice note and say I love you, Tandiswa.
That's sweet.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Well,
enjoy the gym today and enjoy your instructor.
I'll let you know.
All the best with cutting out sugar.
It's hard.
Very hard.
It's hard. I actually think there should be serious legislation for sugar, because it's a drug.
There is sugar tax and stuff. We pay more for the sugary stuff.
I don't mind paying more. I just want it gone.
Let's making Taz life easier, please. Government, cancel that thing.
No, I just need a mind coach to just come and control. Teach me how to control my mind. Because there you go.
She's going to work on it. We've reached top of the hour. We're out. We're handing you over to the best tea in the city. Also, Motona Dino Wanaharanaka, Saul Penduga, King Tam, Poma Boy, Nosipo, Chris, Fencer Light, Pila. What a big team. Cheryl behind the camera. We're going to catch you on kai959.co.za. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Don't you forget to live light, laugh long, love the ones you're with, serve those that you love, and at your best, just be a kind person.
Please.
959 Breakfast with Dineo and Saul.
Do you know how to introduce yourself? Me, Tagazelos, Agogwele.
Nikuluma no meme lalana, Ugambu, Umsutu, Ungwegazi, Umatamashe.
We're decoding Tandiswa Mazwai, King Ta. Me, Tagazelos, Agogwele.
Don't be as this. Don't be as an angel. It's a very good color, but a color of fast. Dumelang, this is Tandiswa Mazwai. Tandiswa Mazwai. And I've been officially decoded.
959 Breakfast with Dineo and Saul. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.